Okay, so hi everyone, and welcome to another Raymaker Marketing podcast. My name is Stefan Boerter from Raymaker Marketing, and very chuffed to have Jenny Rishon from Better Bond, who's the general manager of the Western Cape. How's it, Jenny? Thanks very much.
Hi, Stefan. Wonderful to be here today. Thank you for having me.
So, so we actually got quite a long way back with Jenny in terms of across a number of different projects. But we're also releasing our Western Cape property market report next week. And very few people who know the Western Cape property market better than Jenny. She's born and bred in the Western Cape. She's been in the home rate industry for over 20 years. And for those of you who don't know Better Bond, they are the largest mortgage originator, bond originator in the country. I think they have something like 20 different branches around South Africa. And we just started that going into our Western Cape report. It'd be a really great opportunity to get her insights into the Western Cape market as a whole. And our report, we're going to be zoning in specifically into Stellenbosch and Somerset West, but obviously there is a really big market. And just to really unpack it and chat for probably 8 to 10 minutes. So I think just to kick off, Jenny, how is that Western Cape property market performing? Is it as hot and buoyant as everyone says it is?
It's absolutely as hot as everybody says. We're certainly pretty blessed to be living in the Western Cape, but I can say just overall, and this is speaking to all price ranges, to all areas, overall, the Western Cape is very robust at the moment, and there's still high demand. And we see that across all sorts of price brackets, all sorts of areas at the moment. There are some that do stand out to be having bigger activity, which I'm sure we'll chat to a little bit later. And I can certainly say that the Western Cape is certainly outperforming any other province on a national basis, whether we're looking at the Deeds Office stats or whether we're looking at our own personal stats. There's no doubt that whether you're an owner-occupier here or whether you're an investor, it has certainly become the place of choice for investors. So very blessed, it is a very, very robust market in Cape Town at the moment.
Okay. And then, I think for those listening, generally we say that those are the coal face, so generally the banks and then the mortgage originators in terms of understanding exactly what is happening, what's happening in terms of transfer data, who's buying, etc. So, yeah, I don't think we can be hearing it closer to the source. But I mean, I think the question is always who's buying? I mean, how much of it is immigration? How much of it is international? How much of it is local?
So maybe just to chat through a little bit quite specific to Cape Town. So it's quite interesting trends that we see at the moment. So there's no doubt that, first of all, the top end of the Western Cape market is having a surge. And to some degree, one would expect that in the higher interest rate cycle. So that top end is having an incredible boom. What we are seeing is on the semigration side. So obviously semigration has been quite a hot topic. If I looked at our stats across our group for the last 6 months, almost 35% of our buyers are not residents of Western Cape and predominantly coming either from Gauteng or from KZN. So even when I looked at it, I was quite surprised it was actually as high as it was. And I do think our rental market is also pretty strong, which is certainly also helping in terms of that demand. A lot of young professionals. I think, as we know, that many companies have told people you can sort of work still remotely. So we do find that there's a lot of young professionals coming to Cape Town to live and continuing to work, perhaps for Joburg-based companies. What's also particularly interesting for me at the moment is we've had an influx of buyers from Europe that we've seen. And what's quite interesting with that is that, I do think there are some areas in Europe that are not as stable as an investor would like. They are investing here. It is still cheaper for them with the exchange rate to raise the finance here. So we have seen quite an influx. We've always had a portion of foreign buyers here, but definitely have seen that on the increase as well. And maybe just a last thing to mention, which I think is very important for our market. So in the first-time home buyer market, which is also traditionally a very well mortgaged market, the Western Cape is the only market in the country that's held firm with the mortgage loan amounts that are being approved for first-time home buyers. So first-time home buyers have started to re-enter the Cape Town market despite the higher interest rate cycle still much quicker than any other province. And our average loan that we actually grant in year has not dropped off, where we do see that drop off in some of the other provinces.
And I guess just because banks are seeing value, hey?
I think banks are seeing value. I mean, there's no doubt that the city has some huge benefits besides the fact that it's such a big tourist attraction. But I do think our infrastructure is good. I think hospitals are good. Education is good. Tertiary educations are good. The quality of life, I think, in Western Cape is attracting a lot of first-time home buyers, a lot of investors, and also the top end. So it's almost covering all bases of the market at the moment, which is super fantastic for us.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about that international market. I mean, I don't even know, we've always had the solos investing into the Western Cape. And I think we've obviously all seen this immigration stats on the up. But I think is what you're saying about Europe and I mean, the advantages, we think we've got our problems here, but we do. But we've got a lot of positives when it comes to unprecedented lifestyle and everything else. So definitely think we're going to see areas like the Western Cape almost becoming sort of safe havens away from a lot of the troubles that people are having around the world, hey?
Couldn't agree more, absolutely. I do think, and if you engage with any of those buyers, that is exactly what they are saying. And I think then the Western Cape is their choice of province when they consider investing in South Africa. I think also what's quite interesting with Cape Town is our average buyer over the last 6 months, it used to be 36 to 39 in the age group, and that has dropped a little bit to 34, which is also very positive that younger people are realizing the great advantage of purchasing a property and the asset you're going to have. So I think that's also a great mix within our market at the moment.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I mean, we'll get onto interest rates and all the other things. But like you said, I think once people understand the ability to generate wealth through proactive and sort of constructive lending, I guess, and benefits and so forth, it all makes a huge amount of sense. But I think in terms of hotspots, what's happening out there? Where are the areas where guys are seeing the best value or the best returns, I should say?
Shall I rather list the list that's not hotspots? Because that'll be quicker. No, there's definitely...
Spoken like a true Catonian, hey?
Absolutely, absolutely. Always upselling the Western Cape. There are some areas that are definitely sticking out as being quite dominant. So perhaps just to tell you what I'm seeing within our own business and feedback from any of our partners that we deal with. So there's no doubt that the southern suburbs of Western Cape has had a run and had incredible growth in it. And when I speak to southern suburbs, you would speak to obviously your traditionals, like your Claremonts, your Constantias, your Newlands, but even going a little bit abroad into the False Bay area, there's also been a beautiful surge on that side of the world. Obviously, your traditional Atlantic seaboard, City Bowl, have remained very, very strong. And obviously, we know Atlantic seaboard does cover your more sort of top end of your prices, but maybe that speaks to the foreign investment that we're getting and even local Joburg people that are actually investing here. But in the City Bowl area, there's definitely been quite a surge on the sectional title market, be it both from an investor point of view or an owner-occupier point of view. The other two areas, that I see strong markets in is definitely Stellenbosch, Paarl and Wellington, where we have seen big surges. We also know that there are quite a lot of residential developments which are going to come to market in those areas, so that also certainly helps. Durbanville also pretty strong. And then the coastal areas have remained absolutely constant. So our areas like Hermanus, Onrus, they've been on a surge probably for the last year and a half to 2 years, and that surge continues to be constant in those spaces, in our smallest sort of coastal towns.
Okay, and I mean, obviously it goes without saying that the new Winelands Airport, which has been announced, is going to have a huge catalytic impact on those areas, like you say, Durbanville, Stellenbosch, Paarl, etc.
Absolutely. I think that new Winelands Airport will have an immense impact even on your surroundings, like your Kales River. So won't only be, I think it's going to have a huge impact on that entire northern suburb space and reaching into that Boerland and Helderberg areas as well. Actually very exciting for the city.
Yeah, no, it is. And I mean, obviously, I mean, we all talk residential and so forth, but in terms of other sectors of the market, are they all performing?
from a commercial point of view.
Yeah, in terms of commercial and retail and industrial, in terms of from an investment perspective?
Definitely. I've heard some very good reports on how commercial has had a real nice surge as well. If I can just speak to perhaps just from people that we partner with in terms of the residential, the commercial market for renting, absolutely no stock available to rent anymore. Challenges become stock now, which was probably the exact reverse when we went through COVID. Our office is in Century City, so I could just speak to that a little bit. I mean, the amount of firms that are here and call center based firms that are here from overseas that have actually now made their base here and their call centers. So to my knowledge, that is also on a very, very positive trajectory in Cape Town.
Okay. And I guess that very strong rental market is generally going to be a product of interest rates being higher and affordability and so forth. But we also know that we had interest rate spike. So I guess it works nicely for both parties. And I think in terms of the interest rates and in terms of bank appetite, I mean, the first question is always going to be asked, what's going to happen with interest rates? Have we reached a peak? Are we going to see them coming down? What are your thoughts?
Sure, I certainly hope so.
So do we all.
Of all the banking partners that we have, whether it's from the economists or from the senior level of their opinions, everybody believes in this next announcement and everyone's expecting the interest rates to remain constant still. So look, that's not a bad thing because we've definitely seen over the last one or two interest rate announcements that with it staying constant, people start to adjust. And I think that's why we've seen a bit of an improvement, especially in that the entry-level and first-time home buyer market. If people can afford, it's not stopping them from purchasing now. We no doubt it had quite a big impact last year. Everybody's of the opinion, and I'm probably of the same opinion, that we'll start to see interest rates coming down and that we have reached our peak. I'm of the opinion that it would be the third quarter this year. I think the critical part is that it remains constant in between because we need to ensure that there's still positive sentiment in the entire country, no matter what province we're in. There are one or two banks that feel it could be in the second quarter, but the majority of people's opinions sit that it'll be from the third quarter that we'll start dropping off again.
And without putting you on the spot, I mean, how far do you think we'll see it go down between now and the end of the year?
I think it's going to be a gradual drop off. I think we'd love to see where it was pre-COVID, at least at a minimum. I don't know that we ever have a crystal ball to exactly know that, you know, but I think that's what most people believe it should be. And, you know, if we continue to, for the economy to grow stronger, you know, hopefully it can even drop further. But most people, and I would also say the same, would be comfortable if it went to those interest rates we had pre-COVID.
No, exactly. I think It's so important for a better perspective because, I mean, we all know we were pretty spoiled in terms of where interest rates got to, lowest levels and inflation levels and so forth. And we really are at the moment pretty much where we were years ago in terms of pre-COVID. But like you said, I think just the sentiment change in terms of the fact that people are realizing that we have reached a plateau. And even if it doesn't come down, just the security it's going to give in the market and to invest in the confidence knowing that now is a great time to buy. And I really do believe that what we're going to see between now and the end of the year, just the positive momentum and sentiment and so forth, can just only bode well for the property market anywhere in the country.
Absolutely agree, 100%. I mean, if you're engaging with buyers, you've definitely, over the last couple of months or year, you've had a lot of buyers who just weren't sure because they were understandably so nervous as to what would happen with the interest rates. So yeah, staying constant and then the slow gradual start of it starting to decline, I think will have huge positive consequences for the entire market. Absolutely.
No, agreed. And I know you touched on it briefly in terms of first time home buyers, but what's the bank's appetite in general for lending at the moment?
Oh gosh, somebody asked me this the other day and I said at the moment there are no rules to lending. I'm sure the banks would love hearing me say that. But I can honestly say to you that it really is one of the most positive spaces we've been in for lending. So both from a first-time home buyer all the way through to your top end of your market, I think where there's such a willingness from each of the banks to do deals and to actually make mortgages work. And obviously for the consumer, the fact that banks are really quite competitive to not only bank their own customers, but to bank new customers from other banks. I mean, I always say there's only one win there, and that's the consumer, and that's exactly what it actually should be. So you are in a cycle of where there's better terms for customers with slightly lower deposit requirements in certain loans. We've seen some fabulous interest rate concessions again on loans. We actually saw one the other day at prime minus 2.4. I did say to one of our consultants, quickly accept it and quickly run with that grant. But there are some incredible rates out there. And I think it's because everybody's very competitive to get their share of the market. In some strange way, with the market slightly shrinking a bit, if you think about that year post-COVID and that, it actually creates a more aggressiveness for the banks to actually lend correctly with lowest deposit and the right terms for customers. So it's in a very, very healthy space. I mean, could there be some impairment on the bank's books? Absolutely. It always has been, though. But I really do believe it's in a very, very healthy space at the moment.
Yeah, and I think what you're saying, and I think a lot of people out there don't actually understand the value of the mortgage origination route in terms of being able to unlock financing. And I think some people, I mean, like you said, the banks wouldn't like to hear it, but sometimes your private banker is actually potentially your biggest obstacle when it comes to getting the best deal, because banks are so hungry at the moment to really meet the needs of the consumer, I guess. So
I think I always say this to consumers: if you're not talking to anybody else but your own bank, what would be their motivation for absolutely putting the best possible, perhaps, interest rate on the table? So it is the value of what we bring as a business. You know, I always also refer to, if you're going to book an airline ticket, you won't just look at one airline. You'll get various quotes to understand what's going to be your best route and your best option to go from price-wise, from everything. So you're buying the biggest asset that you'll probably own in your lifetime. You should shop around. You're doing yourself a disservice if you don't do that, whether it's a deposit, whether it's the interest rates. And it's also healthy that your own banker also has to compete to make sure that they are giving you the best possible deals. So yeah, it's a big value. And it comes down to rands and cents, the savings that we can save for consumers. And I think that's probably the most important to all of us when we are purchasing such a huge asset for ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, Jenny, I think, I mean, love to chat longer. There's so much one can unpack. But I'm super, super grateful for your time. I'm sure everyone listening to this will be too. And yeah, we look forward to chatting again soon, and look forward to, like you say, all this positivity continuing and even further when we get, you know, interest rates coming down and all the positive stuff in the market. But thank you, and hope you have an amazing day further.
And you, thank you. It's been an absolute privilege to be here. Really enjoyed the experience and look forward to having more chats with you. But you are super thankful, and thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day too.
Thanks, you too. Chat to you soon. Cheers.